In Microsoft, we trust.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Microsoft has a track record of being sneaky, so let's see if we can figure out what they're up to this morning. The company announced a new way to get Microsoft Office. It's going to sell an annual subscription to it, $70, plus you get the company's antivirus software. Right now, you pay a one-time license for Office, $150. But Microsoft knows that people copy Office from friends and coworkers. They also know that new computer owners will pay for computer security. So while you're buying an antivirus program, we'll throw in Office for just a little bit more. We'll see if people go for it. The bundle goes on sale this month at Circuit City stores. Speaking of Circuit City, Blockbuster wanted to buy it for $1 billion. Now it doesn't. Here's Amy Scott.
A Blockbuster Circuit City deal would have merged two companies that lost money last year. Blockbuster has been shedding business to the likes of Netflix and Walmart. Analyst Joe Feldman with Telsey Advisory Group says Circuit City has been ailing for years. He says that's thanks to poor retail locations, inferior service, and stiff competition from Best Buy and, again, Walmart. Blockbuster pulled the plug on its offer after a closer look at Circuit City's books.
They had a pretty weak first quarter. They said the second quarter was going to be even worse. You know, they've stopped paying a dividend. You know, there's a lot of risk involved with this name now.
Feldman says Blockbuster can still get in on the electronics game. They've got plenty of stores and can buy directly from manufacturers. Circuit City may need some outside help. In a statement, the company says it's still looking at strategic alternatives that may include finding another buyer. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Wall Street kicked off the third quarter with some minor gains yesterday. Will there be a winning streak? I don't remember the last time we played We're in the Money. Not that much money. So far, the Dow is only up 13 points to 11,395. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 have both climbed 4 points. In Japan today, the Nikkei fell for the 10th straight session. That's its longest losing streak since 1965. But the European markets are up about 0.5% so far. A new report from the United Nations has this idea in it. A minimum wage for all the world's poor. I don't know exactly how that would work, but the UN's point is this. Governments need to take more action against economic inequality, especially in light of food and energy prices. But in this country, commentator Will Wilkinson says there's another kind of disparity, and the government isn't helping.
When we think of rising income inequality, it's the geek lords of Silicon Valley and the Manhattan hedge fund titans who come first to mind. What's less often considered is the federal government's major role in comforting the already comfortable. The politically connected classes in and around Washington, D.C. have fared rather handsomely over the past few years. Signs of recession, you say? Not so much here on K Street. After the tech bust of 2001, incomes in Silicon Valley and New York City drifted closer to the national average, and inequality between American counties declined. But then, with the advent of the global war on terror, the District of Columbia and surrounding counties began to enjoy outsized gains in average incomes. So far, the military-industrial complex is the one clear winner in what has been a $1 trillion war. But it's not only security and defense contractors and the lobbyists who love them who've been pulling ahead on the taxpayer dime. According to the U.S. government, compensation for the average federal civilian worker in 2005 stood at over $106,000. That's double the average for private workers. That's top 5% of the personal income distribution. And average wages for federal workers rose 5.8% that year, compared to a 3.3% wage hike in the private sector. But who knows? Maybe all these new federal office buildings really are hives of extraordinary productivity. In San Jose, they make software. In Detroit, they make cars. And here in D.C., we make memos about meetings, about regulations, very efficiently. Maybe we Washingtonians deserve our good fortune. Alas, according to a recent Pew Research poll, the federal government's favorability rating has plummeted to a 10-year low. If taxpayers are getting what we're paying for, we don't seem to know it. But hey, you just wait until the next guy gets into the White House. He's really going to clean this place up.
Will Wilkinson is a fellow with the Cato Institute. You can find a link to his blog at marketplace.org. And of course, you can share your opinion with us. You can't even drown your sorrows cheaply anymore. Today, the German Brewery Federation said beer makers are paying 8% more to make Spaten and Erdinger and the like. A case of 20 will now cost a dollar or two more and may go even higher.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Brandweek, the news organization dedicated to the information needs of strategic-minded marketing executives, with real-time coverage now searchable at brandweek.com. And by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about the economy at Gather.com.
It's time to hear now from our friendly Morning Report leprechaun.
Have you seen a crock of gold lying around?
The leprechaun tells me that in Ireland, an exploration company has discovered a huge gold mine. Could be the biggest ever found in the British Isles. Joe Zephrin has more from Dublin.
It's been raining a lot this month here in Ireland, and that means lots of rainbows. The company Conroy Diamonds and Gold followed one and found its lucky pot this week, a mine with 1 million ounces of gold. It's not the best quality, but at today's prices, it's worth almost $950 million. Conroy senior geologist Kevin McNulty says they've just scratched the surface.
The significance is that we're still only looking at 20% of one of our targets, and we have several targets of a similar size to that. So there is a huge potential in that area for a lot more resources to be discovered yet today.
As Ireland braces for its own recession, the announcement is welcome news. After all, in bad economic times, gold is always a good thing to have. The company says the mine will create 600 new jobs and take 3 to 4 years to open. Now they'll just have to get past this guy.
No one takes the leprechaun's gold!
In Dublin, I'm Joe Zephrin for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.